This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now extending the White House's social distancing guidelines for coronavirus after saying a few days ago he was hoping things could be back to normal by Easter weekend. He says this morning he's extending those guidelines until April 30th, and he says the peak of the virus deaths could hit in the next 2 weeks. Trump also saying in that interview on Fox News,
I mean, we're delivering so much equipment, nobody's ever seen anything like it. It's a war. We're fighting a war, and the federal government is really stepped up, and most governors are very happy.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says people who break social distancing rules in that city may face fines of up to $500. From the south to the Great Lakes, they're tallying up damage after a swarm of tornadoes spread devastation over the weekend. 17 of them reported. No deaths, but a number of people were injured. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Two Navy hospital ships ready to treat civilians. The Navy ship USNS Mercy has started boarding patients in the port of Los Angeles. The USNS Comfort expected to arrive in New York shortly. The two ships accepting non-COVID-19 patients in an effort to reduce the strain on hospitals. A big country music star has died of the virus, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Yeah, something women like about a pickup man.
Joe Diffie, who had a string of hits in the 1990s, has died after testing positive for COVID-19. Diffie, on Friday, announced he had contracted the virus, becoming the first country star to go public with such a diagnosis. Diffie's publicist, Scott Atkins, said the singer died in Nashville, Tennessee, due to complications from the virus.
Wall Street stocks have opened higher today. The Dow, the S&P, and NASDAQ all in positive territory after the opening bell. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Prince Charles is no longer self-isolating after becoming the first member of the British royal family to come down with coronavirus. The Prince of Wales exiting self-isolation after reportedly speaking with his doctors. His health is reportedly good after it was learned last week the 71-year-old had the virus. A new date is set for the Tokyo Olympics that were postponed over the coronavirus. An International Olympic Committee spokesman says the Summer Games will begin on July 23rd, 2021, and the closing ceremony is scheduled for August 8th. A New York rabbi injured in December's vicious Hanukkah machete attack has died. Joseph Newman was critically injured, along with four other people, when Grafton Thomas allegedly attacked them at Rabbi Chaim Rotenberg's home, and Newman died of head injuries over the weekend. And it was 39 years ago today that President Ronald Reagan was shot and wounded after a speaking engagement at the Washington Hilton Hotel. The assassination attempt was carried out by John Hinckley Jr. on March 30, 1981. Hinckley later revealing that his motivation for the attack was his efforts to impress actress Jodie Foster. You can find us online anytime We're at usaradio.com. Again, that's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, and it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining in and being part of the solution and not more of the problem. You got me? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, the theme of this day seems to be the unintended positive consequences that we are realizing as a result of this pandemic. Couples, for example, stuck at home during this pandemic may feel alone with each other and their money worries, says our next guest. But it's possible to leverage this crisis to permanently improve a relationship. Your marriage can come out stronger than ever before. Our next guest is Shanti Feldhahn, and you may know Shanti. I mean, it is amazing what she's done after graduating from Harvard and working as a Wall Street analyst. She found herself becoming a best-selling author and social researcher. Her books, often co-authored with her husband Jeff, have sold over 3 million copies in 25 languages. Their latest is Thriving in Love and Money, 5 Game-Changing Insights About Your Relationship, Your Money, and Yourself. Shanti's research has been featured in outlets such as The Today Show, New York Times, Focus on the Family, and Cosmopolitan. Shanti, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Bill.
Well, congratulations on this latest book, Thriving in Love and Money. I mean, boy, I think still the number one reason people get divorced today is because of money issues. Is that still the case?
Yes, it's actually a little more nuanced than that, but yes, money is one of the big issues in marriage. And right now, we were a little stunned that we ended up, after 3 years of research, putting out this book 1 week before a national emergency is declared, and we have millions of people home worrying about money.
Yes, exactly. Well, God only knew this was the time, and we love it when the hand of God enters in and we're instruments of his beneficence on so many matters, because people are discovering themselves. I had to laugh a little bit. Somebody had wrote, the president says, "Oh my gosh, I found my family." You know. And maybe there's husbands out there, "Oh my gosh, I found my wife," you know, and, you know, through this downtime.
There was a great meme that made its way around a couple weeks ago, and it said, "Day two without sports." I found a young lady sitting on my couch. She says she's my wife. She seems nice. we are kind of discovering each other.
Yeah, I'll try to keep her around maybe a little bit longer, you know.
Exactly.
In lieu of the sports. I mean, this is there's no question this has been a shock to our psychology. But with things like this comes opportunity, does it not?
Yeah. It does. This is one of those moments where, and again, we could never have imagined that we'd be at this place. But this is one of those moments that I can see God using in an incredible way to bring people closer together around a topic right now that up until now has often been a cause for heartache, really, and a lot of conflict or avoidance. And that's, and if I can be real transparent, Bill, this is where Jeff and I were. We've done so many research projects over the years. We've studied men and women and parenting and all sorts of marriage issues in the workplace. And we've incorporated those things into our own marriage, and we have a great marriage. But this area of money was the one area that we were, that was still a big deal where we were not on the same page. And like a lot of people, we didn't really fight about it. We just avoided it. But you know what? Where we are now, that ain't going to work anymore.
Right, exactly.
It's something we have to come together on.
Isn't it ironic that God often has us teach the very things that we ourselves have to learn? It's like so rich.
And it's really embarrassing to even talk about because, you know, here we are, we're social researchers and we're the marriage people. And
right.
No, this was a really big deal. I'm going to lose anyone in your audience who's a money person. They're going to go, oh no. But to tell you how much we were not on the same page, Jeff for years wanted me to go to Dave Ramsey at our church.
Oh yes.
And I went
through that, by the way. We went through that. Yeah, it was very valuable. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, then
awesome.
You will probably roll your eyes at me. But after trying for several years to do this, and I was saying, you know, I can't. I've got events, and I'm traveling too much. And those were reasons, but they weren't the real reasons.
Right.
And so finally he went on his own because I couldn't go with him. I wouldn't go with him. And it wasn't until we did the research for this that we understood why. We had all these things running under the surface that were triggering these emotions and expectations and feelings that we didn't even really understand in ourselves, much less each other. And that is the stuff that we need to understand if we're going to be able to talk about it and really honestly use this as a moment to not just avoid shaking apart, but to really come together.
Exactly. And to me, I got to tell you, I personally resent those little foxes that Solomon talked about in the, you know, in his awesome book that he wrote about love, about marriage, and that and he referred to those. And in a way, these are the little foxes that chew away at the root of our happiness and our ability to enjoy the one that we were on the altar promising and committing to them, you know, the best that we have for, you know, our corporate unity. And here it is. We allow these little foxes through our own stubbornness, again, reminded of, you know, Moses' description and also Jesus who said, but for the hardness of our hearts. And, you know, we'll let that fall where it needs to fall. But, you know, I resent that personally because here it is. We're two humanoids trying to come together. It said, hey, we're going to go on this journey of life together. And why not have it be the most? I mean, a lot of us, I mean, we became Christians because we wanted to fortify our relationship and have God in the center of that and live a true, a true covenant relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then we let these temporal things get in the way. And I just, you know, I think sometimes maybe it you know, God must tune in every once in a while and just kind of smile and say, well, sooner or later, these knuckleheads will figure it out. I don't know.
Well, you know what? The thing that you mentioned that's so crucial, and I never really thought about it from a little fox's standpoint, but you're exactly right. The problem is we don't even... When it comes to stuff around money, all we know is that we're irritated or frustrated, and we have no idea why. We don't understand what the little foxes even are. Do you mind if I share some of what we found?
We've got about a minute left. That's why you're hearing the music. So if you want to give us a little tease, because we will be back, and we'll have 10 more minutes to talk about it. But go ahead. You've got about 40 seconds.
The most important thing, and we'll come back and unpack this, is that when you're having tension around money, even when you're worrying about money right now, believe it or not, it's not about the money. It's about how money makes us feel and how it makes our spouse feel. And once we can get a handle on that, that is the starting point to coming together.
Well, we're talking with Shanti Feldon, and she's going to be back, and because we're discussing in more detail, thriving in love and money is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Why not come out of this crisis and have your marriage be blessed like you never thought possible before? Stay tuned. She's got more to share with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports due. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veterans' tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
We don't see color here. Just love America. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live. You are life.
Well, Shanti Feldin continues with us. Her and her husband, Jeff, are presenting another excellent book, I'll tell you. A book that's perfect in this season that we're going through right now. Perfect in as much as that, you know, for those couples that somehow, you know, like Shanti, and to be honest, I think in most marriages I found myself at the same time, is that you just don't know how to talk about money, Shanti. And so what you do is you just say, when I say you don't know how to talk about it, is that you know how to argue about it, but we really don't know how to, you know, communicate with the other person, understanding that, you know, look, at we've married our opposite, you know, so that we could be completed. That's God's, you know, plan. He didn't give, you know, the woman all the goods. He didn't give the man all the goods. But if we can come together and complement with an E, complement one another, which is the fulfillment of God's covenant, the realization of God's covenant in this marriage, we're a powerful force, but it's getting there. And that's where, you know, the forces of this world, the devil, the foxes from, you know, is noted in the book Song of Songs from Solomon in the Old Testament. Those little things are gnawing away, and they're little foxes because, you know, just like little foxes that operated in an agrarian experience, they were hard to see, but you saw the damage they've done.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And here's the thing that, to me, is so perfect, so timely, even though obviously from a author's perspective, it's horrible to release a book you've been, you know, that's based on 3 years of work and research right before a national emergency is declared. But the topic is exactly what God knew was going to be needed right now. And we've got so many people stuck at home worrying about money. And those little foxes, we need to know what they are so we don't just see the damage.
Exactly.
So that we can actually address it sort of proactively. So if you don't mind, I'd love to share some of what we found in the research.
Yeah, please do it. But only this little, you know, idea in terms of what I am seeing. I mean, in dealing with this pandemic, because some people, I just want the facts, I just want to deal about the science. Well, no doubt science and medicine is part of, you know, part of the equation here. The economy is part of the equation. Human psychology, which we haven't even begun to deal with a whole lot because we're dealing with these other issues, but human psychology and panic is all part and parcel. So your book, there's no doubt, God knew this book and this time needed to come out because it is dealing with one of the three critical areas that we're having to confront in this pandemic. And that's the issue of our own home economical perspectives and needs.
Yeah. And what we need, there are plenty of resources that are great to tell somebody how to budget and how to create emergency savings and all that. But to some degree, where people are right now is kind of where they are, and we need to know how to come together regardless.
Right.
And that's the good news, is that you can.
Yes.
And so here's a couple of the things that we found that were running underneath the surface when it comes to our responses to money. And if you can learn these, you can talk to your spouse, which we found was the number one thing that will most improve your relationship around money and help you avoid some of those tensions and some of the frustration and some of that feeling of, you know, some people might be feeling like a martyr, like, fine, you know, I'll sacrifice now and go without because you won't or whatever. So probably the most important thing right now that's a big emotional factor running under the surface is that it turns out that men and women tend to have two very different sets of primary fears and insecurities running under the surface. And I know that's not politically correct to say, but we've seen it for years in our studies, which are all nationally representative. And it's not going to be 100%, but somewhere between 75% to 85% of men and women tend to have this. So the way we describe it is almost imagine, it's almost like we have two different cliffs that we're worried we might fall off of. You know that feeling when you've got, maybe you've got a fear of heights. I don't know if you do, but I do. And like if I'm standing on the edge of a cliff, it's almost this irrational feeling that I'm going to pitch over and die, even though there's no reason why I would. But is scary. So yeah. you try
Well, it gets your
away.
Attention. It gets your attention.
Yes,
if you're on
attention.
The edge of a cliff and you look over, you, whoa, you know.
It sort of feels like that. Yeah. And so, you know, what do? You back away.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to sort of stay far away from the edge. And you get really annoyed if your spouse doesn't have a fear of heights and they call you forward. They're like, hey, take a selfie on the edge. And you're like, are you nuts?
Yes.
Like, can you not see? And that is exactly what it's like with these underlying fears. It turns out that men are more likely, and again, this is 75% to 85%, it's not 100,
mm-hmm.
but men are more likely to have this deep fear of, am I going to be able to provide for the family? Is it, are we about to be pulled over and dashed on the rocks below? And so there's this desire to stay as far away as possible from the edge. And this, by the way, is during normal times of great prosperity, even.
Right, exactly.
Not to mention what we're facing now. And so staying away from the edge, it could be anything from let's cut off all spending. It could be I'm a police officer and I'm going to take as many overtime shifts as I possibly can to build up mm-hmm. savings. And what happens is that for women worry about money just as much as men do,
mm-hmm.
and yet it doesn't seem like the same cliff. Like for a woman, it's far more likely statistically that her cliff, her fear is, are we okay? Is my husband okay? He's so stressed. He's got this black cloud of doom following him around. And so that's the cliff. Are we going to be pitching over the edge as our marriage, as our family? And so you're trying to stay away from the edge as a woman by, you know, can we spend a lot more time together, which is right now is like filling up a lot of women and trying to spend time together. But, oh, my goodness, I've got this husband who's so stressed and I'm worried about him. And that she's like, okay, maybe we can have, you know, we can order out, take out and get, you know, have family nights. Well, the desire to order out the takeout, that pushes the husband closer towards his cliff.
Exactly.
So he tries to stay away. And imagine how this translates in normal times as well as how it does right now. We're basically, my attempts to stay away from my edge is making your cliff fear worse. And so you have so many marriages right now that have got these two sort of dueling fears. And the key is to recognize that neither of them is right or wrong. They're both very legitimate. And once you understand what's underneath your spouse's fear and you speak to that and you go, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize. You mean me sort of walking around with a grumpy expression on my face all the time is making you feel like our marriage might be in trouble? That's a thing? I didn't realize that.
Right, exactly.
And the wife saying, I understand your worry about money, but, you know, it'll be okay. We'll be able to get through this. Really? You feel even in normal times you're about to pitch over a cliff? That's a thing?
Yeah.
And you understand each other suddenly. You can talk about it.
That's an excellent point. I'll tell you, wow, that is huge. And I hope and pray our audience is catching this insight, because therein lies the difference of the sexes. Like you say, not 100%, but probably pretty doggone close to 100%. And those are dominant dynamics. Now, in some cases, you may have, because of the way a person was raised, a female might apprehend some of the male perspective and the male the opposite. So maybe that's where the deviation comes into play. But nonetheless, those two dynamic tensions are in play, are they not?
Totally. And that's one of the reasons why we have an assessment, actually.
Yes.
I would love to
reflect. We've got 30 seconds, so you get to wrap it all up here for us, okay?
Absolutely. There are so many other issues that are running under the surface. And if you want to know where you start, I mean, obviously, we'd love it for you to pick up the book. But there's a free assessment on our website at thriveinloveandmoney.com, thriveinloveandmoney.com. And you can see where you're starting and sort of see, okay, this is what I don't get. This is what I'll work on, and it'll make my marriage so much stronger.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Shanti Feldman, thank you so much. Look forward to having you back. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now extending the White House's social distancing guidelines for coronavirus after saying a few days ago he was hoping things could be back to normal by Easter weekend. He says this morning he's extending those guidelines until April 30th, and he says the peak of the virus deaths could hit in the next 2 weeks. Trump also saying in that interview on Fox News,
I mean, we're delivering so much equipment, nobody's ever seen anything like it. It's a war. We're fighting a war, and the federal government has really stepped up, and most governors are very happy.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says people who break social distancing rules in that city may face fines of up to $500. From the south to the Great Lakes, they're tallying up damage after a swarm of tornadoes spread devastation over the weekend. 17 of them reported. No deaths, but a number of people were injured. And this is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And oh, what a story I've got for you. The title of this new book is called Blaze of Light, the inspiring true story of a Green Beret medic, Gary Bykirk, Medal of Honor recipient on top of that. And Marcus Brotherton is the author of the book. But here with us is the Medal of Honor winner himself, Gary Bykirk, joins us now. Gary, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Bill.
Well, Gary, first of all, I'll tell you, I think you're about the third Medal of Honor recipient I've been honored to interview. And, you know, first of all, to say thank you for your service and all that you've done on behalf of the country and the freedoms we enjoy, it just seems like there's so much more that can be said, and hopefully you hear the hearts of a grateful nation and a grateful radio host for your service. And to read of your story, my father was a medic in the Army and was in the European theater with General Patton during the Battle of the Bulge. And we didn't hear a lot of his story, so I'm sure for you, as it is and was for him, he was very reticent to talk much about what happened in combat. Of course, your story has been very well documented, and even more so because of this book, Blaze of Light. So we're honored to have you on the show, grateful for your service to this country, and thankful that you are opening up to tell this story that people need to hear, that otherwise probably in your very nature you probably you're a little bit more comfortable talking about it now, but when you first got out of Vietnam, you were holed up in a cave for a while.
Yeah, right. Well, to hear thank you never gets old or is never taken for granted. You know, there's a saying that came out of Vietnam, was pretty popular among us veterans, and that is, to really live, you must almost die.
Yeah.
To those that fight for it, life has a meaning to protect it, we'll never know. And those of us who have fought for life, I think it's imperative for us to be able to find the words to articulate to us what almost dying has taught us and what fighting for our life, what that has taught us. It's a message that I believe we all need to hear.
Right. Well, you're very unique in your situation. I mean, when you consider, even though Vietnam was probably the last time that we saw a conscripted army, and then since then we've been all volunteer, but even then it was still a small minority comparative to the population of men and women that went to Vietnam, much less find themselves in a combat zone,
or in a cave,
having received not only the Medal of Honor, but was wounded. So you're a Purple Heart recipient as well. So I mean, you're less than 1% of American citizens, Gary.
Yes, but I consider it an honor to be included among that 1%.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot to be able to, in a sense, be someone who others may look to as a representative of all those that have served.
Yeah.
And that is the role that I feel like I've kind of morphed into through the years since I left the cave. The reason I finally left the cave was I believe that there was a message that had been placed in my heart, a message not only about life, but a message about the Medal of Honor. I was in the cave when I found out I was going to be awarded the Medal of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
After I went to Washington, President Nixon gave me that medal. Now, you have to understand, 2 days before I was in front of President Nixon, I was living in a cave.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, I find myself down to D.C. in front of the president, having this huge honor be placed around my neck. And I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know how to accept it. I didn't know how to make it a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I returned to my cave, and I put the Medal of Honor in my duffel bag, and I never took it out again for 7 years.
Wow.
And I wanted to, I asked God to show me what this medal meant. I asked God to show me what it meant to really live now, now that I've almost died and that I've fought for it. Give me a message about Vietnam, about life, about what it meant. Give me a message about what this Medal of Honor means. And I felt that during that year and a half to 2 years that I was there, he gave me a message. And so I left. And little by little, I've been sharing more and more of it. It never really gets easy, Bill,
right.
But the encouragement, the response that I received from others, the support from my wife, who's been with me for 45 years, who was also the other reason I came out of the cave.
What a great love story that is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the audience is going to love hearing that story. But it took you a while to go through the process. I mean, you were experiencing probably what today is commonly referred to as some form of PTSD.
Yeah, even though they didn't have a name for it back then, I'm sure that it was a result of the trauma, and not only the trauma of the war, Bill, but I say that when it was my homecoming that did more damage to me than any of the wounds I received in Vietnam.
Well, I'll tell you, I hear that so much, Gary, from Vietnam vets. I was a Vietnam-era vet. I didn't serve in country. My two older brothers did. So our family, between my father and the Army, my second oldest brother, field radio operator, he was in the heat of it, with bullets flying. When you're a field radio operator, you know what that means.
Right.
And my oldest brother was a career Air Force Force, and he served in Da Nang. He was a supply officer, and then here I am. I'm in the Marine Corps, so I'm like the third son, and this is like Saving Private Ryan. But fortunately, as things worked out, I say for me, in one sense, because of my broadcasting background, I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton. So I did radio and TV for the Marine Corps. So we have a history within our family of serving our country. But yes, it was a very trying time for Vietnam vets. And I know people have tried to redeem and remedy what happened. But I don't know. The damage has already been done, Gary. All we can do as soldiers in that era is just forgive and do the best we can. But for you, as you said, coming home, here it is. I mean, you got shot up. You're lucky to be alive. And what kind of welcome home do you get from, you know, these people, you know, receiving you, who are enjoying life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? And they didn't go to war, and they didn't have to dodge bullets or be shot at or, you know, still carry lead inside their body.
Right. And actually, the way that I initially tried to deal with all that homecoming reception and what I received was is that I went to the cave, and I went to the cave mistakenly believing that if I could just forget about it, I would get better. And while I was in the cave, I learned that forgetting is not getting better. And so many people, you know, Bill, when I tell my story sometimes, after I talk about living in the cave, many people don't even want to hear about Vietnam anymore. They don't want to know about the Medal of Honor. They want to know what's it like in the cave.
Right.
And over the years, I guess I've come to the realization that that might be because not many people can relate to a war or a battle in the jungle. But as far as living in a cave, people can relate to that, because so many of us, when we hurt, when we want to stop hurting, when we want to change the way we feel, we all look for a cave to hide into.
Excellent.
And
yeah.
And we think that maybe if I could just get in this cave, I'll forget about it and I'll feel better. But in that cave, I learned that forgetting wasn't getting better. What was getting better was finding someone to come into that cave who was willing to listen to me, to love me, to support me. And that was God for me. Mm. And it was also my wife, Lolly, who would not marry me unless I came out of the cave. But she's gone into many, yeah, many emotional caves over 45 years.
Right.
But forgetting is not getting better, even though many of us seek that.
Exactly. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Gary after this. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with the Medal of Honor recipient and the story that is being told in Blaze of Light, which has so much more meaning when you think about it, this inspiring true story of the Green Beret medic, Gary Bykirk. Gary, when you talk about having that meeting with Christ, it was interesting because here recently I talked about, in fact, did a Facebook Live segment about Jesus being the light of the world. And we know light as being the great antiseptic. It is an incredible cleansing force. And when you have Jesus Christ himself, you know, confronting you and confronting the darkness of your life, there's no way you can be the same, is there?
Right. Right. And for me, being a Green Beret, I was probably the epitome of self-sufficiency. I thought that I could do everything on my own. The thing that had always helped me achieve things was my level of confidence, my level of skill, my level of courage. But after I was shot and I was in that hospital bed and I was dying, I encountered what I call my hand-to-hand combat with death. I couldn't stop from going unconscious. As much as the Green Berets taught me, it was like the weapons that I had, the confidence, the strength, it was like death was just going, is that the best you got? And I would go unconscious. And I came to, and that darkness was a very strong, powerful darkness. Now, I'd been unconscious in college plenty of times, but this was different. This was unconsciousness caused by death.
Right.
And one of the times that I awoke, there was a chaplain there, and he said, I'm glad to see you're awake, son. And I said, I'm glad to be awake, sir. And he said, would you like to pray? And I said, I don't know how to pray. I had never had a need for God. I had always achieved things myself. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a need for God. I said, I don't know how to pray. I don't even know who to pray to. And he handed me a cross, and he said, that's okay, son. God knows how to listen. And at 23 years old, I made my first prayer. I said, God, if you're real, I need you. And I don't know whether there was a blaze of visible light that came into my life, but something happened when I, as an empty shell, just reached out and said, God, I don't have anything left. I need you. Mm. And there was a peace that came over me, a realization that there was something greater than me that was real. I say that when my courage failed, faith was born. Wow. And that faith sent me on a journey where I wanted to now find out this God that I knew was real. And I finally met him when a friend of mine gave me a book, and he said, here, read this for me, will you? And so I started reading it, and by the time I got to the Book of John, I had no idea what kind of a book this was. Matter of fact, I went back, and I said, what kind of a book is this? It's about the same guy.
Right.
And he said, just keep reading, Gary, just keep reading.
Uh-huh. So were you reading the Book of John, or are you reading the whole Bible?
I started with Matthew, got the
Matthew,
Mark,
okay,
got
the
Luke.
Gospels, yes, right, okay, good. Okay.
So then I got to John, and by the time I got to John 14, the Holy Spirit, the light of God's words, really started working on me, and when John 14 says, let not your heart be troubled, you believe in God, and I said, yes, I believe in God, I met him in a hospital bed in Vietnam. He said, believe also in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that blaze of light really hit. It was 3 o'clock in the morning on July 2nd, 1972. Wow. I was reading, and that when I read that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but me, by me. My heart, I felt that same presence that I did in that hospital bed. And I knelt down, and I prayed and asked Christ to come into my life.
Well, Gary, what a ride here. I mean, it all begins on April 1st of all days, 1970, when you find yourself under siege. We've got, what, maybe a dozen special forces, you know?
Right.
Right, you got 400 400 indigenous Moniard fighters who are known, you know, for their capability as well and their fierceness, and you're able, but for the grace of God, you're able to withstand 10,000 enemy soldiers.
Right, for 30 days with air support. Otherwise, we would have been overrun. But by the grace of God, we survived.
So you go from this experience, you come out of the military, typically greeted as most Vietnam vets were treated. You find yourself in a cave, and you make the best exchange of your life, darkness for light.
Right.
And you've never been the same.
Right. And actually, I'd become a Christian almost probably a few months before I went into the cave. I knew that my relationship with God was better, but I still knew that I had problems with myself. Mm. I could not accept or forgive myself, even though God did, and I couldn't relate with other people. So I went to that cave, and I remember making another prayer in September. I said, God, you gave me my life back in Vietnam. I'm giving you my life totally right now.
Wow.
Whatever you want from me, God, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I made that prayer in September of 73. 2 weeks later, I was notified I was being awarded the Medal of Honor.
Wow.
2 weeks after I said, God, whatever you want for my life.
You're like a hermit with long hair, living in a cave. You're a Green Beret. You're living off the land. You can handle this. This is not a problem. And then all of a sudden, you get noticed that you're going to Washington, D.C., you're going to meet with the President of the United States and be awarded the highest medal in the land. What an experience, the Medal of Honor, for you to receive on that incredible day. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. And it's
Where was Lolly at this point? Now, had you already met Lolly, or that's yet to come?
No, that was in September of 73, and I didn't meet Lolly until almost a year later.
Oh, I see. Okay. But you still had to go through the transition. I mean, you are still getting your personality back on track. God is doing a new thing in your heart and in your spirit, and you're thinking, you know, maybe I could be open for a relationship. And there is a young gal who's reaching out to you quite mysteriously. You don't even know what she looks like, but you're intrigued because of these notes that she keeps dropping into your post office box.
Yeah, I always say there are two things I received in that post office box down in Lancaster, New Hampshire that changed my life. Mm-hmm. One was the note about being awarded the Medal of Honor, and the other was this note from this girl who just said, "Hi, my name's Lolly. I've seen you around town." And then every couple of days, I'd get another letter in the mailbox, and then finally she put her picture in the mailbox, and I said, "Wow, this girl is cute." And people have accused her of, well, she said that was before online dating, you know. And people have accused her of being a stalker, but after I saw her picture, boy, I stalked her. I said, "I've got to go through this whole town of Lancaster till I find her." Mm-hmm. There was Lancaster only had about 2,000 people. It's a small town. There's not even any traffic lights in town. And I finally found her in a laundromat. We talked, had a date. A couple weeks after our date, I said, "So when are you going to marry me?" And she said, "Okay, but you got to come out of the cave." Mm-hmm. And so we got married on Easter morning, March 30th, 1975, on top of a mountain, in New Hampshire.
Wow.
And we've been married for 45 years.
Wow, congratulations. What a life, what a wife, huh?
Oh, yes, she's been a real battle buddy.
Yeah, for you, because, she got you out of the cave, but then you gotta find a way to assimilate, because you got a whole package. You got her, and, I mean, you got a ready-made family. She already had a young daughter she was raising as a single mom, right?
Yes, yep. And it was, people have often asked me if I could change anything, would I change it? And I've thought that, you know, if I could change anything, I would change the hurt that I caused my family. More than Vietnam, what I caused my family is I was trying to learn how to love and how to be a father, how to be a husband. I look back on that now, and that still brings me to tears, what I put my family through. But it was only by the grace of God and the love that God put, the love of God and the love of me that Lolly had in her heart, that kept us two together. We've said that the secret to our marriage has been commitment. We committed to each other just as strongly as God committed himself to us, and there was no way that we were ever going to separate. And that marriage has been a witness to me, a visible witness of the commitment that God has made to us, because he said, "I'm bringing you two together. I'm bringing her into my life, into your life, Gary. She's going to be a part of you forever."
Mm. Wow. What a gift, huh?
Oh, she sure has been.
You know, and here it is, not only a testimony to each of you, but to your friends and the community and the rest of your family. And how's the family now, Gary? Are we through the forgiveness phase? You get together. I mean, I've seen family pictures. Everybody wears a hat.
Yeah.
You know, here. So it seems like you've been able to turn the corner as much as we can, understanding that we're still failed human beings. But that's why we're reminded that we need Jesus. If that wasn't the case, then his coming and to die for our sins and to be resurrected was, just folly and unnecessary.
Well, like all families, we have our struggles. But our faith has been passed on to our children and our 14 grandchildren, and the love that Lolly and I share with each other has been a witness to them of the love of God for each of them.
I'm sure it is. Blaze of Light is the title of the book, the inspiring true story of the Green Beret medic, Gary Bykirk, Medal of Honor recipient. Marcus Brotherton is the author of the book, and we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Gary, thank you again. God bless you. Appreciate it.
God bless you too, Bill.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacteria bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited. We've all